Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Love Wins Podcast Show. My name is Nick the Greek. I am your host. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. It's been a couple of weeks since we've done an episode because, life gets busy. This podcast was originally created to be, discussing the concept is discussing worldwide matters on a daily basis, right? On a daily basis, and try to come up with solutions for them for us as a whole, right? All of us together. Due to the fact that I realize how we're all connected through energy and that we are a progressive species just a couple years ago, right? Pretty much before I started this. So we've done about, let's say, 50 to 60 episodes under the Love Wins Podcast Show. Also, we've done, some episodes under the Mo and Ron Podcast Show, which is the brother/sister show we do with my nephews, Mo and Ron, my 12-year-old nephews. And my Uncle Barry sometimes joins us on the show, and we, we do this because we care about the world and we want the world to be a better place for us adults and also for the children of this world, because they're the future of this planet, right? So, also, I just wanted to mention before we go on with the goals that we want to reach on this show, which are really, really serious and, probably everybody's top five goals, I would imagine, in their life right now. I just wanted to mention that I heard recently that there's some crazy stuff going on in space, so you guys might want to look into it. Maybe if we have time, we'll look into it, during this episode, during this segment. So, I'd like to mention you can find the Love Wins Podcast Show on Spotify, Apple Cast, Google Podcast, Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, Spoon, Breaker, and also Anchor.fm, which is the main platform that we use to create and broadcast this show out to the world, because we care about the world and we want the world to be a better place. So actually the slogan is, so we can all have a better day today than we did yesterday and a better day tomorrow than we did today. That's the slogan I came up with for the Love Wins Podcast Show. So it's a conscious podcast where we discuss worldwide matters and also things going on in space, worldwide matters. And so we're also going to mention those probably before the show's over. The top five goals that we created, some goals that we wanted to reach, and it's been a really long time. It's been almost about, like I said earlier, about a year and 6 months or so. Almost 2 years, going on 2 years, and so we haven't been able to reach any of these goals, and they're pretty serious. So I think I'm gonna just have to start moving forward. I know I've been saying that, but life gets busy, like I said. So I'm trying. I'm doing this for us as a whole. That's what I was told to do. So this is what I'm doing. So the number one goal that we like to see, be reached sometime soon would be great. Would be for to create a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19 and the Delta virus and any other virus that might arise. Like, they already have pre-made cures and antidotes for this stuff, right? So people can just live and they don't have to wear a mask and be secluded from the rest of the world, because if we're all connected through energy and you're separated from the world now, there's a disconnect there, right? We're connected through energy. You're not with us. You're disconnected, right? That's how that works. And so another thing I'd like to mention that is really important, because today's show is going to be PG-13, right? Is that these two things, I think personally, as an adult that I am, 35 years old on this planet Earth, where I am living at, a human being, right? Just like anybody else that's a human being from this planet. I don't understand why the fact that we're connected through energy, right, and we're a progressive species, and those clear, down-to-earth terms, why is not just taught in the educational system, right? I still don't understand that. So I'm trying to break it down in the most simple and basic way possible, because, both my sisters are teachers, and neither one of them told me that they teach such thing. Now they probably have taught it to the kids, which is a great thing, I mean, what do people think? Like, we're too young to learn at a young age that we're all connected through energy and a progressive species? A progressive species? You have to wait until you're 40 years old and figure it out by yourself? So I mean, it's just, you know, something that I think in school especially, you know, a big part of our lives. School is a big part of our lives. It's 30, 40 hours a week every kid, right? So that's how it was for us. So it's this big part of your life. I think if they learn these two basic things and those down to earth ways that I just said it, if somebody just would simply say that to them at a young age, it would help them, you know, have a way more positive and maybe free life, you know, and just feel more connected to the world in a way where maybe doing something negative would be like way more, you know, it would feel way more, you know, serious than what it feels like now, because you know, people are like, maybe that's why people are lowering their standards and not really caring about what they're doing and how it might harm somebody else, is because of that disconnect, you see? So if you don't learn that at a young age, how we're connected through energy, how are you going to treat people? If you treat people with knowing that you're connected to them through energy, right, then you would be only smart to let that energy go between you and amongst you and the rest of the world in the most positive way possible. Because look, if we're a progressive species, right, that energy is going to move negative that day, and then it's going to multiply. And then when you become an adult, you're going to live in a world with that's going to be filled with nothing but that. Your world is going to be filled with nothing but negative hate all day long. Because, and look, it's happened to me a couple of times where I said that I hated something, but I had realized that I had to stop saying that because I'm connected to all these things, even if I don't like them, some of them, you know? So that's why I've learned, you know, to not be violent, because maybe I don't like something, but maybe I don't want to, like, just kill it or make it go away completely, you know what I'm saying? Because once I, you know what I'm trying to say here. Anyway, for those who just tuned in, welcome to the, I'm going to come back to it, but for those who just tuned in, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. Yes, that is my save. Welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. My name is Nick the Greek. I'm your host. And today we're just trying to, you know, talk about these goals we want to reach with the show that we created. This show is not improvised. We don't have a script for this show. This show is improvised. We don't have a script for this show. There's no script for this show. Nobody taught me how to be a radio show host. I'm just an adult male on this planet. I don't have kids. I'm not married. And I just had a lot of time on my hands to think about these five goals that I wanted to help, you know, see, these goals I wanted to see be reached for us as a whole, because they would help us all as a whole in the most positive manner possible, and they would help this planet be a much greater place than it is right now if these five goals were met. So we're talking about the second one. The first one was that we wanted to create a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19, the Delta virus, and any other virus that may arise, because we should already have pre-made antivirus bullshit saved up somewhere. Excuse me, because today's show is going to be PG-13, so sorry about that. But so we should already have pre-made like cures and antidotes for viruses, because it's 2021 and we're way more advanced than we think we are, or that we're being shown that we are, and that's ridiculous, right? There should already be cures and antidotes. It shouldn't have even dropped. But anyway, moving aside from that, us people that think that people should live is a good idea, maybe should, you know, form in a group and talk about this, because if the people that make the decisions who gets to die are the ones in the power, then that's not right, because maybe we don't want our people to die, because we were separated, right? So now I gotta be on the poor man's team and you gotta be on the rich man's team. So I don't want my people to die, bro. So here's the deal, right? So we should make our own cures and antidotes if that's the deal. You know what I'm saying? What I gotta do, call the World Health Organization, call some scientists up. I guess I gotta 1-800 this shit, huh? Excuse me. Anyway, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. The second goal we wanna reach on this show is that we wanna have the juvenile hall abolished completely, right? We wanna have the juvenile hall system abolished completely. Like, because first of all, I know a lot of people don't think about it like this, because I just thought about it like this year, right? So I would say I'm kind of, you know, a little bit smart, right? Just a little bit, right? So if I'm a little bit smart, then I understand that the juvenile hall is cages that we have for kids on this planet, right? they're cages that we have for kids. The juvenile hall is cages for kids. So when the Nick the Greek podcast show started, which is what the Love Wins podcast show that you're tuned into right now's former name is, right? When it started, when the COVID-19 happened, well, I saw a headline in the, I'm the host, right? I'm Nick the Greek. I saw a headline in the LA Times, and it clearly stated that the juvenile halls cost are raising red flags, right? So that translated to me that the kids' cages that we have on this planet's cost is going up so high that the LA Times felt the need to put it in the front page news, right? The front page news of the LA Times a year and a half ago when the COVID-19 happened was that the juvenile halls cost are raising red flags. Okay, so I live in Santa Cruz, California. I've been living here for 10 years, right? I don't know not one kid that's out there hijacking planes, robbing banks, raping women. I see these kids surfing, skating. Like, why the heck are all these kids going to jail? Why is there so many kids in jail that the juvenile halls cost are raising red flags, dude? You know how many kids that is? That's almost all of them. There's maybe like 5% free at this point, right? So if these kids are going to jail for graffiti or skipping school, then these kids should not be in cages, man. This is really serious because a lot of children are starting to become institutionalized at a young age, right? And they're being demeaned and fucking talked down to and shat on, dude. And this shit ain't right. And so we have to abolish the juvenile hall system altogether, right? But for starters, a friend of mine, we're talking about this worldwide matter that is happening right now, right? That the juvenile halls cost are raising red flags. A friend of mine, we're discussing this worldwide matter, and we thought that it'd be a great idea if some people or us and some people could start a nonprofit organization, right? That goes around to all the juvenile halls, right? Just like Barrios Unidos does here in Santa Cruz, California. If you haven't heard of Barrios Unidos, it's a nonprofit organization on Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz, California. And what Barrios Unidos is Spanish for United Neighborhoods, right? So these people are really nice people. They buy backpacks for kids in schools, in several schools, and all the kids. Like, all the kids that go to that school get a backpack from this organization every year. They go to the juvenile halls and see children that are locked up, right? And so they'd be actually a good, you know, resource to approach, I guess, about this worldwide matter. They probably have a huge influence on having help stop the incarceration rather than helping the kids get by while they're in jail, right? So that's all I'm saying, because if the kid's doing graffiti and skipping school, they shouldn't be in a cage, dude. This is serious, you guys. I was put in a cage several times in my life for shit I didn't even do. Real talk. I'm not making this up. I know a lot of people, everybody almost says they're innocent, but I didn't do what I was charged with, right? So, and everybody knows that that's quite possible, because you never get charged for what you did. You never get charged for what you did. 95% of the people that get incarcerated today, adults or children, do not get charged for what they did. You always get a bunch of extra shit you don't even know about. You don't even know happened. You bumped into the ATM, so they added an enhancement because you bumped into the ATM while you were arguing with somebody. Like, that's another 2 years. Like, what the heck? Seriously, we have to abolish the juvenile hall system. My name is Nick the Greek. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us today so far for the Love Wins podcast show. We're going to take it to commercial because I got to go take care of some business. As you can see, the beeping is still happening, so I got to go shut that down now. But thank you guys for joining us so far. I hope this helped enrich some people, so we could all move forward and help this planet be a better planet for these kids, so they can live in a better world than we did, because that's what we owe them for having bring them to this world, right? So I don't have kids, but it's still, it's a logical, clear thing to see and say. So that's why I'm seeing it and saying it. So I hope that helped. Yeah. Well, one love, Nick the Greek, Love Wins podcast show. Please stay tuned for the rest of the show.